Well, let's start, Coach. Obviously, a tough spring. You guys should have been well into practice and tryouts and getting the season going here. And obviously, things out of everybody's control has put it all on hold. How are you holding up as a coach here, trying to keep track of your kids and your players and students and everything else?
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, in the last couple of years, you know, we've had to deal with the weather, which has been kind of out of our control, and trying to deal with that. And then this year, the weather cooperates, and now we have somebody else that's completely out of our control. So it's definitely been tough. You know, we do a lot of work in the preseason, you know, a lot of the unseen work, you know, trying to lead up into the season, get the kids ready, get the season ready to go. And, you know, then you kind of get sidelined with something like this. So it's been really tough, you know, trying to find new creative ways to engage the kids, kind of keep them connected, and, you know, really kind of deal with a lot of different emotional stuff we haven't had to deal with before. You know, usually if you might miss a game or two, you're kind of disappointed, but you're not usually talking about missing an entire season. So it's a lot of variables we haven't had to really encounter before.
How have you, or what have you been doing to try to keep your kids engaged, try to keep them in shape, try to keep them, you know, mentally sharp, all of that stuff?
Yeah, and that's really the kind of tough part, because, you know, our booster club and some of the different parents, you know, really arranged captain's practice in the off season to kind of get them geared up. And we did that. They did that this year, like, you know, similar to every other year. But and now with us having to all be individual type work, it's really changed on how, you know, how we kind of approach it. So, you know, we've kind of taken several different approaches to connecting with the kids. You know, we've done a Google Classroom where we kind of, you know, we'll send out some individual workouts they can do, some film study they can review from past seasons to kind of get themselves kind of remember what we did last year, some of our systems, but then also just kind of reaching out to them on, you know, individual level, kind of reaching out to them as a group and trying to engage them just socially, kind of find out how they're doing, kind of making sure that they're staying kind of in touch with each other, you know, because while they can't get together as a group, we want them to kind of, you know, find a way to digitally stay together.
How do you think they are handling it? Yeah, how do you think they are handling it when you're able to chat with them either through text or, as you mentioned, Google Hangouts or what have you? How are the kids doing?
You know, surprisingly well. You know, I was kind of thinking the kids probably wouldn't have a great grasp of the big picture in terms of how this impacts everybody, and to be more concerned about how it's going to just impact them or their season. But, you know, they seem to be holding in there surprisingly well. I think they're, you know, I'm not surprised with the disappointment, especially for the seniors. You know, there's a lot of potential excitement leading to the season, and now it's kind of starting to set into the seniors that, you know, this might not happen. And then they're starting to think about some of the other big pictures. Well, are we going to have a senior prom? Are we going to be able to walk at graduation? So, you know, I think the seniors, it definitely takes a little more of a toll on emotionally, because they're realizing that some of those lasts that you would normally experience, you know, they may not have the opportunity to do that. And, you know, I think some of the younger classmen are just really kind of, you know, missing out on some of that bonding, you know, that you would typically do with those kids. You know, they're missing out on some of those experiences and some of that development you get from just playing with those older kids. You know, we were looking to take the kids to Denver actually this weekend. We would have left Friday and come back late tonight for, you know, three scrimmages and a whole bunch of team bonding out in Denver. And obviously that didn't happen because of this as well. So there's missed opportunities all around. I think some of that's starting to sink in a little bit for the kids, but they're surprisingly good spirits and trying to stay optimistic. So,
yeah. And, you know, a week ago, there's hope. 2 weeks ago, there's really hope. Hey, it's a short-term thing. As this thing starts to drag a little bit, how do you keep your players optimistic or hopeful, knowing that the reality is, or there may not be something at this point? I mean, there's that carrot kind of dangling there, but that carrot's kind of fading, it seems.
Yeah, and I think that's been the big thing that started to settle in for the coaches and the kids is, you know, we were kind of hoping, okay, well, maybe this is going to be a delayed season, you know, maybe we'll miss out on a week or two. Well, now it's okay, well, we're maybe miss out on a month, you know, and now we might be missing out on everything. So, you know, I think it's just trying to keep them optimistic, saying, you know, worst comes to worst, you know, you need to look big picture. While it would absolutely be, unfortunate, be a bummer to lose our entire season, you know, there's a lot of health issues, you know, in terms of the state and, you know, the entire country for that matter, that, you know, are bigger than a lacrosse season. So we want to make sure we're doing our parts to help keep the state healthy and recover from this as quick as possible. And, you know, we try to tell the kids too that, you know, worst comes to worst, and we do lose on our season, you know, maybe there are some summer opportunities that things would improve that we could potentially take part of and still keep the kids together. So we're trying to be creative and trying to look for different ways we can, you know, keep the kids together, but then again, look for opportunities, even if it is, you know, postseason, that we have to do so.
With lacrosse in general, it's such a growing sport. It's a popular sport. I had two nephews that played at a fairly high school level, and both have gone on to play college lacrosse now. And honestly, I didn't know much about it until maybe 7 or 8 years ago and watching those guys. Does this hurt, do you think, anything, the fact that you guys aren't able to put a team out? Or is the growth, do you think the growth will not be affected because there's so many young kids that like this? I mean, it's such an exciting sport. You can have a lot of participants. It's exciting. A bunch of different positions to play. What do you think in general? Obviously lacrosse is going to survive this, but do you think this is a temporary dent, or do you think that you'll get by this without any harm done long term?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. It's been tremendous to see the growth over the years. I mean, this would have been my 17th year coaching in the metro area here, so I'm one of the dinosaurs of the group. But it's been tremendous to watch the growth of the sport over the years. And I'll be honest, I do think this is probably going to hurt a little tiny bit, but I think the one thing is that it's hurting all sports. We're all impacted by this. Nobody's really able to participate right now, so I don't think it's going to impact lacrosse specifically. I think it's going to impact all sports a little bit. But, we had some, you see a lot of these different associations throughout the state having a lot of these try lacrosse things, get the kids out there, allow them to play for free to kind of, get their hand on a stick and kind of see what it's all about. And we've heard a ton of positive feedback from those. Our youth programs continue to grow. So I think it's disappointing to see some of these seasons get canceled because you had, the GNLL, Homegrown, a lot of these different, career youth programs were starting to come up on their spring seasons. There was some box lacrosse that was starting up for the winter into the spring transition. All those had to get canceled. So I think it is, unfortunate for some of those kids who are really excited to get their first taste of the lacrosse season. You have that either suspended or potentially canceled. So we want to keep those kids engaged. We've been trying to send a lot of positive messages through the youth associations and the state in general. I think we need to continue to do that. Just let them know that, hey, we're all here. We're going to get through this together, and we'll get out of field as soon as we can safely.
You mentioned that you're one of the dinosaurs, and I know Chanhassen in recent years has been the host of the state championship. I've watched my nephews play in that game a couple of times over the last handful of years. One, do you guys still host that, and is there hope that maybe that still can happen as the spring moves forward?
Yeah, we're scheduled still hosted along with Minnetonka High School this year, so something we're going to do again. And I think at this point, we are definitely hanging on, hoping that's a possibility. We've been working close. Our coaches association board has been working closely with the high school league and the rest association, just trying to figure out, should we get a green light here early in May? What can we do, and how can we make that work? It's realizing we would definitely lose some games, but we want to get the kids out there and get as much of the season as they can, but not also overdo it. We want to make sure that, we're getting them back on the field into a safe manner, not only for this virus and avoiding any undue spread of that, but not that we're putting them in any kind of a physical or a concussion risk either. So, I know there's been some talks about what do you do with 3 games a week, through the month of May to get into June. Well, that takes its toll on a sport like lacrosse. You can't really do the double headers like you can in baseball or softball. So I think we're definitely throwing out some proposals that we think would work, with the number of refs we have and the facilities, to try to see, should we get that green light? How can we make that happen and still hopefully have that state tournament in June?
Well, very good, Coach. We appreciate the time. Let's all keep our fingers crossed that something happens in a positive manner. And good luck with keeping everything together with your team and all the other coaches I'm sure you've been in contact with and what they're going through as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're trying to connect to everybody from the coaches level on down and up. So, we wish everybody the best. Hope everybody stays healthy and get out there as soon as we can.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good day.